Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and good morning. Welcome to Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries. I am your host, Pastor Lydia, and this is Sunday School, Genesis through Revelation. I praise God for this time that we have to come together. Amen. We are going to increase the time. This is our sessions have been 15 minutes at a time. We are going to increase it to at least 30 minutes starting next week. So if you bear with me, we'll do this so that it's not in pieces so much, so that I can present sections in larger chunks of time. So I'm hoping that you'll put aside that amount of time, amen, to listen to the Word of God and to glean with me from the Word of God. Amen. Let's pray right now. Amen. We're going to invite the Spirit of the Lord in because we need him to move in the midst of us, to open our minds to receive him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for this opportunity, amen, to bring forth your word, to bring enlighten your people, and to bring illumination by your Spirit. Lord, you are the illuminator. And Lord, we are relying on you. We're looking to you to bring light into your word and show us, oh God, who you are and who we are in you. Lord, we bless your name for everything that you have done for us, everything you've given us, for every breakthrough that has been formed in our lives. We give you glory, oh God. We are not deflecting the glory back upon ourselves, but we give it to our Creator, the one who is the author and the finisher of our faith, the one who is the pioneer and perfecter of our souls. We bless your name. Lord, open every mind and every heart to receive from your word on today. Lord God, if it be 1,000 listeners, let 1,000 messages go forth by your Spirit to meet the need of each and every one. We pray in Jesus' name. God bless you, God anoint you, and God keep you even right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're still in the book of Genesis, and we are now actually on verse 3. Hallelujah. We're going slowly. Amen. And I say this every week, and I've said it from the beginning, that we are in a fantastic, wonderful place. Amen. And I'll say it over and over again, that we are able to glean from the Word of God from Genesis through Revelation, because it is all written for our nurture and our admonition. Whereas those that were in the days of Genesis, in the beginnings, they didn't have the Word to refer to. They had no reference. All they had to rely on was the Spirit of God. And those that he placed in the midst of them, like the judges and Moses and Abraham, and those that he placed in the midst of them to lead them back to God. Because there came a time in the beginning, yes, that was in that time of innocence, but there came a time that man did fall from the grace of God. And we praise God that we live now in the dispensation of grace, where the Spirit of God is moving freely and falling in the faces of men freely, and the gift of God is present for everyone who would receive. Amen. We are in the best place ever, in the best time, in the best dispensation in the earth. Amen. That we might know who God is, and we might reap unto ourselves that abundance, amen, that he has for us, that he intended for us to have from the very beginning. Oh, we give glory to God, amen. Let's read scripture. Genesis 1, and I'm going Genesis verses 3 through 5, and I am reading right now the King James Version. When I do change versions, I'll let you know that. Genesis 1, verses 3 through 5. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The word light, amen, that we see here in the Hebrew is or. Amen. It is pronounced just that, or. And it means illumination. Amen. The Greek, the word light, amen, that we will refer to several times even in this time of our study, is false. False. And it means illumination, manifestation, metaphorically, of course, means the brilliance of God, his purity, truth, knowledge, and his and understanding. Amen. The essence of the brilliance of God illuminates the earth. And the Lord said, let there be light. He allowed his essence, his brilliance, to illuminate the earth physically. Glory to God. And then we're going to see in Scripture where he also does it spiritually. Hallelujah. Remember, we have the honor and the privilege to be able to see all of Scripture, not just the beginning. We can read, amen, in Revelation, which is the end of the writings of the Lord. Amen. And we praise God for that. Glory to God. And God called, in verse 5, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. God is light. Amen. I know I just praised God, but again, I'm going to praise him again, amen, for this time, this age, this dispensation we live in, because we can glean from the whole Scripture. We see the writings of light and darkness, and we learn who God is and who we are through his Spirit. Light and darkness, let's talk about it. God is light. 1 John 1 and 5, and I'm using the MEV. Amen. That's the modern version that's actually written from the King James Version. It was written so that in this modern age of English, we would better be able to understand the writings of the King James Version. Amen. The direct translation. This then, amen, this then is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, yet we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in light as he is in the light, and he is the light, I might say, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin, which is darkness. God creates a reflection of his brilliance physically, and amen, we're off that scripture now, but God creates a reflection of his brilliance physically so that we can see and we can walk in the earth without stumbling in the darkness. Then he wrapped himself in flesh and dwelt among us as the light in the midst of the darkness, so we could be recovered from our eternal darkness that was caused by the disobedience of one. God did not create the darkness. The darkness is a result of his creation yielding itself to a use that it was not intended. It is an adverse effect. For example, when you have pain in your body and you take two aspirin for your headache, and you read the aspirin is for temporary relief of pain due to headaches, muscle aches, back aches, etc. This is what that aspirin was created to do. It was created to take away your pain. But it could lend itself to what it is not intended to do. In other words, it could cause things like bleeding issues, stomach ulcers, and could even lead to death. But wait, your headache's gone. Isn't that something? The enemy is a created being and an angel who fell hard from the grace of God. Now, because he yielded himself to a use that was not intended, the adverse effect is darkness. God is the creator of physical light. Amen. And as well as the giver of spiritual light, he did not create darkness. There's no darkness in him at all. He could not create darkness. It's an adverse effect of the fall. It's an adverse effect of sin. Amen. God is the creator of physical light and as well as the giver of spiritual light. We see truth because of the light. We cease to stumble, fall, and fail because light is come into the earth. Scripture refers to us as the children of light, children of the day. Remember, he called the light day. Hallelujah. And the darkness he called night. 1 Thessalonians 5:5, this is King James Version. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Amen. We walk in the light, the beautiful light, as the song says. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Amen. The song continues. We give glory to God. John 8:12, and amen, and I'm still in the King James Version. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. God is light, completely, unreservedly, absolutely undaunted, untainted, and unrelenting in his pursuit of humanity. He is the light. John 1, verses 1 through 17. Amen. I just follow along with me. Glory to God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And Jesus is the light of the world. Do you understand why I say over and over, we have the honor and the privilege, the benefit of being able to see the Word of God from the beginning to the end. So we see how the Lord unfolded this thing. Remember, the Word of God is one book. It's one story. It is one, just one. I mean, we see all this historical facts and all these things, amen, in the Old Testament that we're learning from, because there are types and shadows. They were bringing forward the things that the Lord was about to do in the New Testament when he was bringing forth himself and wrapping himself in flesh. He went all the way back through Genesis. And as we go forth in the book of Genesis, we will see even the first prophecies about the Messiah. And I believe it's in Genesis chapter 3. We're not quite there yet, but we will look at that a little closer. And I have a bunch of scriptures to give you for that. Amen. That will show you just what God has done from the beginning of time. I mean, and I'm talking about our created time, the time of our existence. From the beginning of time, the Lord has been unrelenting in his pursuit of humanity. He is that light today. Glory to God. And we give him glory. We give him honor. We praise him, amen, for things that he has done. Amen, for the works that he has established in us, for how he continues to move on our behalf, and for how he continues to pursue us, even in spite of us. Amen. I encounter people every day that I talk to about the Lord and even about my relationship with him. And they ask me why I serve him and why I believe what I believe and how I could possibly believe in a God that though, you know, they look through the history of the Word and they don't have the Spirit of God, so they can't discern, amen, the Spirit. But they have a lot of questions about the things that are written in Scripture, about the history that they're reading. And when I begin to answer, I understand so much more the things that the Lord has brought me out of. And I look and I'm amazed at what God is doing even in this time of history. Because the enemy has upped his ante. He's upped his game. And that means the people of God are going to have to do the same. We're going to have to seek God for deeper depths and higher heights and new levels and new dimensions in the Spirit, because the people are lost and they are dying. And the devil has rooted them so much in philosophies of men and in gods and goddesses of the earth and of Satan himself. Remember, he is the darkness that came into the earth. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, I mean, he created it without darkness, but darkness came when Satan fell like lightning into the earth. The adverse effect of his disobedience and his fall was darkness. And darkness covered the face of the earth. I mean, the Word says it was without form and void, and that meant it was chaotic and became a wasteland. And we know by knowing God through his word and through his scripture that he is perfect. He is without, amen, fault. Glory to God. And he is without chaos. There's no waste in him. But yet the earth was without form and void. And it had become a wasteland. And no, there was no light there because darkness fell to the earth. Amen. Because that was an adverse effect of the fall of Lucifer, Satan, the devil, the enemy of God, and the enemy of mankind. If only men would understand that he is the enemy and not their friend. So many are trying to befriend the works of the enemy and befriend him and become enemies of God. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we bind that spirit right now in Jesus' name, that men's eyes might be opened even now. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, open up eyes, Lord God, pierce hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Surely, Lord, if you can turn the heart of Saul, who became Paul and became one of the greatest apostle ever in the history of mankind, surely you can turn the hearts of the men and women, Lord God, that cannot see that this is you. Oh, Lord, you are the light. Bring forth light in the midst of darkness. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I bless you, saints of God, on today. Anoint you, Lord God. Go forth in the name of Jesus and work the works of him that has sent you. Be a light in the midst of the darkness. Show them who Jesus is. Even though they oppose themselves, pray against that spirit of the enemy that is standing up in them and causing the opposition. Because we do not wrestle with flesh and blood. That is the enemy that has stood up in them, and we are casting him out from among us in the name of Jesus. We're bringing forth light, and that light is God. That light is Jesus. He is the one that came forth to bring salvation into the earth and to remove our alienated status from the Father so that we can go into the throne of grace boldly and without apprehension, going forth even knowing that we're not yet perfected, but the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus makes us right. Hallelujah. We go in boldly knowing that he hears us when we pray, and he will do the things that we ask because he loves us with an everlasting love. Amen. He loves us with a love that has no conditions, no borders, no boundaries, and no limits. God bless you. Amen. God anoint you. God keep you. Thank you for being with me today for Sunday School Genesis 2 Revelation. Amen. Be back. Come back next week. Amen. For another amen session in the Word of God in Genesis as we go forward in the name of the Lord, asking God to anoint us, amen, and to help us, amen, to work out our own salvation with fear and with trembling, and bring as many as along with us as the Lord God has placed in our hands to bring. God bless you. God anoint you. Amen.